Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, welcome to the post-match podcast as Liverpool lose 1-0 to Atletico Madrid in the Champions League. Here's Ross with his match reaction.
Hello, welcome to TV. It's match reaction time. Liverpool lost a game of football. It feels a very strange sentence to say. Very strange thing that coming out and having lost a game. It's been a while. For various reasons, first of all, first they get an early goal, which sets us behind. I think we were pretty sloppy the first 10, 15, 20 minutes. First ball, second balls. They kind of played us at our own game. You know, before the game started, you know, we talked about the build up, like the way they defend, the so good impacts and stuff as well. But also the pressing, high intensity pressing, and they got the ball off us, you know, numerous times. And again, that forced us to make mistakes. I think the corner comes from Van Dijk, just kind of hoofing it, and it goes out for a corner. And I'm not sure, I haven't seen the goal back yet, I'm not sure there's much that Alisson could have done about that. But that played into their hands as well. That just set the tone for the rest of the game, really. I'm sure you guys think the same. I thought they were quality, actually, you know, getting back and defending it as a unit, and, you know, it was very well organised and stuff like that, as we already mentioned. But the shit hours on top of that, you know, they just absolutely loved it. You know, going goal in front, that's all they had to do for the rest of the game. And to start bullying the referee, the dramatics, falling on the floor, just stuff that I haven't seen most of them back. But I don't think the referee was very good either. But they played into his hands, he just bought everything that they were doing. And again, I think the combination of them being quality, combination of us being poor and the shit hours is ultimately what led to that. I think this game is far from over. I've been completely honest, in the second half we were much better, much improved. We got all the ball into possession, but, you know, I wasn't sure we kind of just run out of ideas, or you know, they were just dead hard to kind of break down. Probably a bit of both, to be honest, but they forced us out wide quite a lot of times. I don't think Trent's delivery was great, particularly in the first half. And that kind of suited them because they had bodies inside the box and we had very little. So the forces that wide just crossed the ball and they were eating that up all day. We got a bit of luck when we were playing it into feet while we was coming in picking up pockets and stuff, but then it kind of just ultimately just kind of turned into trouble. And they defended very well because I think sometimes you do have to give them credit as much as they don't want to. But you know, it's just annoying because we've lost a game of full team, we're not used to it. But like I said, you know, going back to Anfield, you know, 1-0 down isn't the worst case. So I'm confident that we can turn this round. You know, we've had bigger defeats against better teams. I think David Maddock called them the Spanish Stoke, so just take that into mind. When we do play them at Anfield, I think we'll be alright. I don't think anyone was particularly poor, but we just went at our best once again, and we were punishing them, you know, credit to Madrid for doing what they did. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Don't forget to like the video and subscribe to the Redman TV.
Okay, and here's Ross with his player ratings.
It's player ratings time as Liverpool lost 1-0 to Atletico Madrid. We didn't have the same luck as we did this time in June at the stadium. I don't think anyone was particularly poor, but I don't think anyone was particularly great either, so this is going to be quite difficult to mark, so bear with me. And remember, it's just an opinion. If you don't agree with me, let me know in the comments below. Alisson Becker, I want to give him a 7. I don't think he had a lot to do. I haven't seen the goal back yet, so I'm not sure he could do too much about that. But he does make a big save in the first half, so credit to him for that. Andy Robertson, again, one of our outlets there between him and Trent. I think, you know, relentless as always, the work that he wanted to do. Link up play with Manny in the first half was good and probably one of our only threats. He makes a big interception in the first half, thinking about the back stick. Morata's just about to get onto it and he hooks a left peg on it and gets it out there. But apart from that, you know, just the frustration of moving to the players going down left, right and centre is probably frustrating him a little bit as well. So I'll give Robbo 7 as well, actually. Van Dijk, It was out of sorts for me tonight. He's an amazing football player, we all know that, but he's immune to criticism sometimes. I think it was once or twice just questionable clearances, which I think we just don't expect from Van Dijk. So, I think the corner that led to the goal was from Van Dijk. There was one where he kind of headed, I think he was in two minds, and he kind of just played it into, I think, Thomas Lamar, picked up and led to another chance. Apart from that, he was just, again, sound. Nothing wrong. Nearly picked a fight with Diego Costa towards the end. That was inevitable as well. I'll give Van Dijk a 7. Joe Gomez, I'll give him a 6. Much like Van Dijk, didn't have that much to do. Passing out from the back was sound. We had quite a lot of the ball, which was fine. The times that Alaska did get in, I think we kind of snuffed them out quite a few times as well. We'll need to have Joe Gomez's pace to run in behind and cancel the likes of Morata and Thomas Lamar at the back there. He was just sound for me, didn't do anything off note, but didn't do anything wrong either. Trent's a weird one. I think Trent, like I said before, like Robertson was a major outlet for us in that game. He was constantly on the ball, playing 1-2s with Salah and later on with Ox towards the end. But he's sloppy in his delivery time again. In corner we had, we tried to kind of play it short and do something that he worked on the training ground, just didn't pay off. Any balls that went into the box just weren't great by his standards. But again, he was a threat. He had the ball, he was getting forward, he was causing problems on top of that. I'll probably give him a 6. Fabinho, I thought Fabinho was pretty sound actually, to be fair. I'll give him a 7. Someone said he kind of looked off the ball, he looked a bit shattered, but I think that's just kind of the opposition that you're coming up against. They're very physical side, Madrid, and they're up for a fight, and I think you kind of got to get stuck in. I said I haven't seen any of the goals back, I haven't seen any of the fouls back either, and I think it was a very frustrating night for a lot of our players. In terms of running the ball back and wanting to get stuck in, I think he might have got in Diego Costa in the second half, won the ball. I'm not sure he ended up getting booked for it or not, but sometimes you've got to keep a cool head in them situations. Passing was fine, maybe a bit critical of him because we could have introduced someone else who was a bit more creative into the second half, but it wasn't to be, something was sound. Henderson in the 7 as well. I think someone in terms of the pressing, he was hungry, he was driving other people into the game to spur them on as he always does. But again, he was caught out with the frustration of Atletico Madrid going down left, right and centre. Passing again was sound. He's trying to try things that were a little bit different, which in recent times he's been criticised for, but they just didn't come off. Anything else that we did try just wasn't happening for us because they defended so well. So I'll give Hendo a 7 as well. Why not? Gini, I thought actually grew into the game. He's one of those ones he can disappear sometimes, can't he? But I thought long busting runs in the second half. He's so good at kind of sticking his arse out and protecting the ball and retaining possession and just playing it out to the wings, which was required in that second half. And he was very composed. Probably out of most of our midfielders, and being completely honest. But again, do we criticise him because he's not the creative player that like a Chamberlain or a Keita? I think we were kind of crying out for. So I'll give Gini a 6 as well. Sadio Mane, I give Mane a 7 because in that first half, I think he was probably our most dangerous threat. The unpredictability, the going, cutting inside, link up play with Bobby as well, I thought was pretty good. Cool. I said before, they passed into feet inside the box, and that kind of brought us a little bit of luck more than anything else did. I don't know what happened with his booking. It looked like he's coming together to me. He gets substituted at half time, so whether he's, I don't think Klopp would have thought that his head would have gone. I think he's probably more concerned the fact that that Atletico Madrid, would have targeted him. They were all over the referee, they were all over the floor as well, so someone's got a weakness there, you're going to wind someone up. It would have been Sadio Mane at that point, so I can understand why he went off. Bobby can have a 7 as well. Like I said before, I think everyone was pretty sound. Bobby was probably the key in the second half to unlocking Madrid. I think him dropping deep as he does, the close control, 1-2 touch with the ball, but it's just didn't come off for us. I think it was concentration, luck, quality, all the above. It just why we couldn't get the ball in the back of the net tonight. On top of that, Atletico, I think we defended very well. So I think it's a really tough game for Bobby when he's a 9, when he's in the middle, and a Madrid have basically got 2 banks of 4. It's hard to kind of work with that. Salah, I give Salah a 7 as well. I think his game has changed. We've noticed in the past couple of weeks he's been criticised for not being as fluid with his goal scoring, but I think his hold up play, the way he gets involved, the way he brings other people into play at this point is completely different. I think he's much better than we've seen from him. But again, it comes back to the same thing that I've said a few times now. He defended really well. The one thing I've seen back is when he won the ball back, he had his foot on top of the ball and the player went down, the ref gives a free kick. You know, that's not Mosella's fault. It's practically extremely harsh on Mosella. I think the police are coming to come fit us out. So this might be two parts in this video. Nope, we're fine. Substitutes, who comes on in the first half? Divock Origi, I thought he was sound. But again, it's that frustration of that end product, that last ball, that creativity, what you're going to do. There was a lot of cutting back in, passing back to the centre of the field, where there wasn't anything happening. Once he crossed the ball in and there was just no one in the box, I think you kind of need to think a bit smarter and play a bit smarter in that case. But he was a threat, he was a fresh legs. I think he moved into the middle once Chamberlain comes on to where he can have a six. Chamberlain again didn't really do much for me, didn't play that long to be honest either. I give him a six as well. Again, I think we were probably cried out for him a little bit early, someone to come and drive it at the back four. You know, none of our players really did that in Henderson, Gini, Wijnaldum. James Miller, I'll give him a six. He was hardly on the pitch, to be honest with you. But, you know, it was good to see James Milner. But that's only because Henderson was injured, so Henderson is all right. You probably won't agree with most of my ratings. That's fine if you don't. It's just an opinion. Let me know yours in the comments below. Don't forget to like the video and don't forget to subscribe. Sorry.
And here's a little clip from the instant match reaction. Subscribe to Redmen TV for more content.
Yeah, it was definitely, it was crying out for someone just to do something through the middle and just add a little bit difference. Because like you were saying before, it was just a case of just pinging it out wide. Every second where you've got Cater on or Ox in a central position, he'll just drive forward into them and then see what they can do then, see if we can even at least draw a foul outside the penalty area, which, to be honest, we wouldn't have got anyway.
Well, coming on to that then, like, again, we haven't seen any of this stuff back, but even from where we were up in the gods, there were some things that were just completely the one thing we have seen is a sour thing, isn't it, where he puts his foot on the ball and the player goes down, and like, referees have to be. The reason we lost wasn't because of the referee.
No.
So that was like us not being good enough in Atletico, getting the other goal and being stubborn and whatever quality and shithousery. But referees should be trained well better than that. You know, Atletico were, you know, in the face of the referee. One thing they tried to get Manny sent off, didn't they, just before half time. You know, they were falling to the floor. When he were falling to the floor, they were grabbing the ball themselves. So then, in effect, they made the decision for the referee to give a free kick anyway.
Mm.
There was stuff that, like, I think we should have had a corner off Oxes, and it was given for a goal kick. There was throw it. There was, like, just all sorts going on. It adds to the frustration, doesn't it, when it's already a hard game?
Yeah. I don't like what we were talking about before, as our players get rattled by the crowd. I think it happens to referees as well. It shouldn't do, but, I mean, they're only human at the end of the day. It's going to have an effect on them. It did feel like that way today, the referee, and especially the way Atletico are, like you're saying, all the shithousery and everything. It must be fucking difficult when you know you give a decision to Liverpool.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to get 11 players, or the goalkeeper, All Black, a couple times, went running, even the one with Mane at the end of the first half, he went running to the halfway line, which I think he should have been booked for. But, yeah, so it's definitely going to have an effect on his decision making.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.